You know, making decisions is one of the most important tasks of our lives. How many times have you said, "I dread making this decision," or "I made the wrong decision that time"? I'm Landon Saunders, and this is Heartbeat. Every moment of our lives, nearly, we're having to make a decision. Now, some of them are pretty easy, but there are others that have more lasting consequences that are more difficult. Like, should I get married? Is this the right time to get married? Or is this the right person? And then the jobs. Should I continue in my present job or look for another? Maybe change fields altogether? As a teenager, many of them find that they're pressured by their contemporaries to smoke a joint, pop a pill, or shoot some heroin. Should a teenager risk addiction or risk losing his friends? But I guess the biggest decision we make is what we'll do with our lives, deciding where we want to go or even where we ought to go. But let's think for a moment about the world about us. Don't you often get the impression that a lot of people are confused and just a bit uncertain? They appear frustrated, without clear-cut direction for their lives, no meaningful life goals, no solid principles to live by. In short, it appears that large numbers of people have no causes, no ideals, no personal loyalties for which they would be willing to die. And as a result, they find they have really nothing to live for. For many, life is aimless, meaningless, sometimes pleasant, sometimes boring, sometimes difficult, and then one day, sometimes all too soon, it's all over. Some people try to run away and hide. For example, a young, highly trained dean of one of our large universities resigned his work, moved with his family to the remote North Woods to enjoy the simple, elemental things of life. But not everyone elects to drop out. We all know businessmen who are really challenged by their work, doctors who find significance in working with human lives. These are people who have made a decision, who have committed their lives to a particular goal and purpose. It's been my observation that people are happiest and best adjusted when there is in them a deep commitment to a significant cause. It's the lack of commitment that makes life bland and tasteless. Now let's get honest for a moment. What are you committed to? And how strong is your commitment? This is Heartbeat.